The tide is coming in, and it's coming in surprisingly fast, and you watch as a mile of brown sand begins to be sucked away into the shining ripples of the sea. In the middle of the walkway, the water slips in so quickly that within minutes the boardwalk disappears under the waves. And you wonder if you could make it through that nonetheless, and you imagine yourself wading out there and then finally having to swim to shore. Or you imagine yourself stuck on the other side of that water, trapped on an island. You'd bravely turn back and tell everyone there's no passage now, and it'd be crazy to go out there. You know you're going to have to spend the night, and you're lucky that you're an excellent bivouac maker. You've already spotted some good brushwood, and you gather material from all over the island. You find one of those concrete World War II shelters and make the best den there's ever been. You're like a super grown-up. You know exactly what to do. You build a fire. A huge fire. And you crack open the bottle that you brought with you. And then you make up silly songs and sing everything you've ever learned, from church songs as a kid to Bob Dylan and Lady Gaga. Your voice carrying off into the night. That's what you would do if you weren't standing on the shore. Turn around. The tide's in, but never mind, because straight ahead of you, there's a nasty cafe that sells overpriced baked potatoes to tourists. No, go ahead. Straight ahead, bearing left, up the cobbled street, and you'll feel like you're going up into a boat shed. But if you look to the right, there's an amazing pub with an open fire, fantastic hot food, and a great atmosphere. Okay, order yourself something nice. You deserve it. And come back to me when you're ready. Because we're going to go out when you're ready, and we're going to find a spot, and you're going to bury the map of the future that you made. And then we're going to come back here in another 10 years and bury another map of the future.